Welcome to the Tradeswomen Australia podcast series that promotes women in trades. Here you'll hear stories of success and ambition from some of the industry's most inspirational women. Today I'm interviewing Michelle, who's completed her studies as an architect and now owns her own firm.
Hi, my name is Michelle and I'm a graduate architect and I've got my own business called Culture Botanica.
So Michelle, how did you get into architecture?
At the end of high school, I was trying to decide what to do for a career and I had a natural affinity with architecture, being good at art and graphics, but I didn't really know what I wanted to do exactly. But I knew I wanted to be involved in the building industry. So I started to study interior design. And then I realised that I wanted to delve into it a bit more and become involved with architecture, which is more involved with the buildings themselves, the people, how they're used, and that kind of thing. And so first year in uni, I started working in a practice in the city and just worked my way through.
So when you completed university and you completed working during your time at university, you went straight out on your own. How long have you had your own business for?
I officially started in 2013. That's when I came out with the name and kind of narrowed down what I wanted to do and what my business was about.
Where did your interest in architecture come from? Like, what gave you the idea to pursue a career in this industry?
In school, I chose to study graphics and I really enjoyed it. I could get my head around 3D shapes and just how it was all done. And through interior design, we learned how to draw. We followed on from that. We learned how to draw technical drawings by hand, and then we trained using CAD as well. So for the most part, I do a lot of sketching, but mostly CAD now. Back then it was 2D, but now a lot of the stuff I do is 3D, which I find is better.
And what are some of the outcomes and some of the visions that your business is trying to achieve?
Basically, my view is that we should build and design our buildings to integrate with nature a little bit more. So whenever I'm talking to a client, I always tell them to consider maybe we should orientate it towards the north, maybe get a little bit of sunlight in, good ventilation, collect some rainwater, all that kind of thing, which I think is pretty standard, but isn't always standard in design, but perhaps thinking about how we can be better at designing things so that people will want to, they can live better, maybe live in smaller places.
And what are some of the key qualities that has helped you get your business to be at a stage where it's at now, which is quite successful?
Yeah, basically I was really sure on what I love to do. And I found that if I just followed that, lots of things just came, lots of jobs came. It was a bit of a struggle at the start to get work. But I find that the more you just do what you love, you know, friends of friends, you find lots of work that way. And, yeah, I've tried different avenues online. Word of mouth, if someone wants to give me some good advice about having a really good social life, and that's where you find a lot of clients.
Do you have any tips or suggestions for people who are pursuing a career in architecture, how they might get their foot in the door with a job?
In my situation, I started work in my very first year of uni. We had to get a part-time job by third year, but I just got in. And once you get a bit of experience, I think it's fairly easy to get work. I think stick to what you believe in, and I think you'll find other people that are like-minded. There's always people out there that want to do or are doing what you want to do, and there are always niches. So get out and just get some experience. I really enjoyed working as well as going to uni. It really gave me both sides. And, yeah.
Have you had a positive experience working in the industry? And do you think being a woman has really made much of an impact?
I don't know that I've felt any different. There's obviously a bit of a difference in ratio. For women and men when I was going through it. I don't think it's so different now. At the end of the day, we're all people. I think we've all got talents to bring. So, yeah, I think go for it.
Are there any moments in your career that have contributed to where you are now?
When I was younger, I was around building sites a lot. My dad was a carpenter and bricklayer, and, you know, I got used to being amongst all that stuff. And we had a good family friend who was an architect, and I always remember her being quite a strong person. But in my first job, I saw one of the employees who had gone off to do have his own practice, which really focused on environmental buildings and, you know, houses that cared about the climate, collected water. And I always found it frustrating in my job because they weren't doing those things which I thought were quite standard. So I saw him and thought, I want to do that. So I kept that in the back of my mind, and I moved on to different firms just to get more experience, and then eventually went out on my own to do my own thing. And a few years later, he called me back to do some work for him. So I've been contracting with him for a little while now, and I thought that was really cool.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for coming on the show. We're about to wrap up. Do you have any final words of wisdom that you would like to share?
If you've got something that you love and you've got a natural ability, that's a good step on the way to doing what you want to do. And if it seems like it's going to be hard, I think you should just go for it, because it's really rewarding if you do it, set your own niche or just do something you really love and follow your passion. And yeah, you get rewarded.
And how can listeners find out more about your business?
CulturedBotanica.com, www.CulturedBotanica.com, and we're also on Facebook and HOUSZZ.com.au.
And how do listeners get in touch with you?
Thanks for listening to my interview. If you'd like to get in contact with me, my email is hello, HELLO, at CulturedBotanica, CulturedBotanica.com. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Today's show is brought to you by the Federal Department of Education and Training, Real Skills for Real Careers. To find out more about apprenticeship pathways, you can visit www.myskills.gov.au or the Tradeswomen Australia website. If you've enjoyed listening, please leave us a 5-star rating. Until next time, catch you later.